Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
All right, game two of two. Last one in the border battle this year, Twins and Brewers. Joe Ryan against Aaron Civale to close out this opening series of the second half. Scoreless after one in the bottom of the second inning, though first two batters reached against Civale with walks. Then an error would allow both of them to score on Bryce Terang. So it's 2-0 Twins as we move to the top of the third inning. And the backup catcher having his day in the sun, here's Eric Haas.
Here it comes. High fly ball to left field is going to back up Martin onto the track. Martin at the fence leaps up. She is gone. Eric Haas, solo home run to get the Brewers on the board in the third.
Josh Mauer's call here on WTMJ, but the Twins would respond right back with a solo homer from Byron Buxton. That made it 3-1. Brewers would respond a couple of innings later in the fifth inning. A leadoff single by Rhys Hoskins, but he was erased on the fielder's choice. Man on first, one out. Garrett Mitchell drops down a beautiful bunt, puts runners on first and second with one out. Jackson Churio the batter, and he did not miss.
2-2 pitch. Jackson, a line drive into left center field. That's going to get down and plug the gap. It's rolling all the way to the warning track before it's cut off by the center fielder Buxton. Ortiz is in. Flying around third is Mitchell. He will score. It's a two RBI double for Jackson Churio. And we are tied at three.
Lane Grindle's call here on WTMJ. Churio actually had two of the three hardest hit balls in today's game. They weren't done in the inning, though. The next batter, well, there's that man again, Eric Haas.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. And a bouncer back up the middle. This is going to sneak through into center field. Around third is Churio. He will score. An RBI single for Eric Haas and the Brewers on top, 4-3.
But once again, the Brewers could not get the shutdown inning. In the bottom of the frame, a two-run homer from Trevor Larnach, and that would give the Twins the lead right back. That made it 5-4. Now we enter the Jackson Churio phase of the highlights, first with the glove in the sixth inning.
A one. This is hit down the left field line. Churio going back on it in the corner, reaching up, and did he make the catch? Jackson Churio sure did. Reached into the stands and made that catch before it went into foul territory. Wow.
That ball wasn't going to be a homer. It was in foul ground, but what a play from Jackson. And everyone knows the rules. When you make a great defensive play, you're always leading off the next inning.
1-0. Drilled deep to left. Watch this baby. Way, way back. Way, way gone. Second deck. Game-tying home run. Jackson Churio. Have yourself a weekend at Target Field. Churio knots the game at 5, leading off the seventh inning.
5 hits over the weekend in Minnesota. Then the home run derby began in the eighth inning with the game now tied 5-5. Rhys Hoskins.
0-2 pitch. High fly ball left center field. Racing back is Martin at the track. Wall leaps up and it is gone. Rhys Hoskins, a two-run shot, and the Brewers lead it 7-5.
That was huge because it was some key insurance for the crew. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the Twins loaded the bases with nobody out against Elvis Figuero. And, well, got to use the low-hanging fruit. Elvis left the bill.
1-2. And did he go? They tag him out, and Sean Barber says he went around. He doesn't even ask for help. Elvis Figuero. Bases loaded, nobody out, no problem. A huge strikeout of Ryan Jeffers, and he gets out of the jam with no damage done.
And now how about one more bit of insurance, a multi-homer game from Eric Haas.
Here's Eric Haas, who homered and singled and drove in a run. And he gets into one this time, out to center. Buxton back at the track. Wall, it is off the top of the wall. And gone for Eric Haas.
It's a big, tall wall. I don't blame you, Lane. Brewers get the lead 8-5. The insurance would come in handy because two runs would score in the ninth. McGill would lock down the save, and the Brewers win and sweep 8-7.